Glenn, if you would, please, can you run through our roll call?
Certainly. Paul?
We have on the call Paul, yourself, dear, the leader of the group, James Bladel, Mike O'Connor, Kevin Ertman, and for staff, Marika Koenigs and Olof Nordling. Have I left off anybody? That's all. That's Thanks, fine. Paul.
Thank you, Glenn. Okay, again, good morning, everyone. For today's agenda, please, let's. Our goal was to wrap up the questions we have for our template, and to also make sure that the language we settle on will work for the public call for comments. We'd like to get that out as well, and to concurrently review the timeline to make sure that we're all comfortable with the dates that we've penciled in, dates that we would like to try and hold ourselves to. We did a lot of great work last week. We had to cut our discussion of issue number 3 a little short. So I'd ask for, if everybody can, if you're on the wiki, go to the draft statement. We'll, at the end, I think, go back, look at 1 and 2. But let's just focus on 3. If everybody recalls, I think the agreement, the rough consensus last time was to put it in the construct that we have currently on the screen, leaving out particular use cases, the idea being to try and give as much latitude to constituencies or public comments, let them address their particular use cases in their responses. What we do want to make sure, though, is that the language we do settle on is not too loose and therefore opens it up to things that we would consider beyond the scope or confusing for folks. Unfortunately, Sebastian, sorry, Glenn, that one more for the regret. Sebastian has also expressed his regrets. Couldn't be with us, so, but being a non-native English speaker, you know, Sebastian was a great help and others. Let's look at all of these from the view to, hey, we have an international constituency here. In terms of comments, we want to make sure, you know, be careful with acronyms that we use and phrases that could lead to confusion for our non-native speakers. With all of that as background, please, I open it up to everyone. We're looking at issue number 3. Any concerns with the way we currently have it structured? And if so, how would you like to see it changed?
This is Michael Collins. I apologize for coming in late.
Good morning, Michael. And if you... actually, you're just on time. I just did a little background. We're looking at the constituency template and focused on issue 3, trying to get some final consensus on the language. Again, I think what we discussed last week, the view was to leave the particular use cases out, rather leave that for individuals' responses, constituency responses, et cetera. So we're just looking at the language as we've currently got it constructed. Open the floor to any comments and suggested edits.
Paul, hi, it's Mike Rodenbaugh, also a couple minutes late.
Good morning, Mike.
I want to make sure I'm in the right spot here. I'm at the wiki page, and I'm clicking on the attachment on the right that's the registrar, that's the template, and it pops up a Word document. Is that correct?
Actually, I was working directly off of the, rather than the attachments, Mike, we had the hyperlink. Right from the top, the second one, template, because it'll be easier for us to make any changes since we can go in and directly edit this one. We'll all be looking at the same document that way.
Got it. So template for constituent. Okay, I'm there now. Thanks.
This is Olof. I believe that maybe we should delete the link to the attachment because that hasn't been following suit when we have made the changes.
Yeah, that's an old draft.
I think you're absolutely right, Olof. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so again, looking at the text we currently have for issue 3, are people comfortable with this?
I'm still reviewing it out, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excellent. Anybody else have concerns?
Looks good here.
Okay, that's... If you all are feeling comfortable, maybe if we could do a once-over for issues 1 and 2 again. I think they're pretty tight, but let's just make sure that we're all comfortable with the language.
Mike Rodenbaugh, small comments on the, I think, the fifth bullet in issue 2.
Okay, Mike.
Add at the end, you know, please drive or please identify data. Yes or no question.
Oh. I'm sorry, Mike, this is the one that begins with those other options to be explored?
No, EPP.
Okay.
Right.
Sure, then. So we'll cut and paste the same. If so, what are they? Who offers them?
Well, any data. So if so, please identify or describe source of the source and type of data.
Okay. Is anybody else in there? I'm happy to go in and make a change.
Paul, you want me to be the scribe? I'm happy to do that today.
Certainly, Mike. That'd be a help.
Keep you out of the fray.
To keep my notes straight and focus on the other issues. Thank you.
Yeah. So if we were to say something like...
Yeah, Mike Rumble, how would you like to see it say so? If so...
If so, please describe the data or the sources. Source and... type of data.
Sure.
Okay, I just saved it. Should be there now. Somebody is a really bad typer.
Somebody's a good typer, but I'd ask you. Put it on mute while we're...
Someone's typing in an echo chamber.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was like a movie.
Typing in the cathedral. Olaf here, I've got a small but perhaps important change. In the very first bullet under issue 1, which starts, if you believe change is needed... Now, I think we should keep it tighter, and if you believe change in the policy is needed, or policy change is needed, because clutter is kind of...
Sure. That's a good point, Olaf, and we don't want any wags talking about God knows what. Can you insert that little clause there, Mike?
Yeah, it's in now.
Change in the policy. Thank you. looking pretty good to everyone?
Looks fine to me.
Okay.
I think so.
Any of the other mics? Mike Collins, Mike Rodenbaugh?
Looking good?
Looks good to me.
Okay. Kevin?
Looks fine to me.
Excellent. All right, then. With this text, I would ask if you would jump back. Homepage, Marika has provided a draft for the public comment period. If we can go through this now. It follows the standard format that I can always use this when it calls for public comment. And you'll note that a sort of a placeholder has been set for the text from the constituency statement.
Hey, Paul,
I still have who's typing?
Who's typing?
Can anyone hear me? Can you hear me?
No problem.
I can hear you.
I thought I had said it to mute. I apologize. But on my microphone, it clearly says off, so obviously the switch isn't working too well. Sorry, I apologize.
That's fine. We're impressed by your typing skills, but there you go.
Sorry.
Oh, that's easier.
I swear the switch does say off. I'm still talking. Okay, never mind.
Very good. So we're looking at the draft for the public comment period, the announcement. A lot of it is just text listed from the issues report and the standard fare that I can use is when it calls for these public comments. And you'll notice that, of course, it has a placeholder now for language that will be consistent with what we just agreed upon for the template. And I guess the question I have for you, Marika, is that the language for the template is sort of written really for constituencies in mind. I'm just going to take a second look. I know we tried to be a little broad. I had the broader audience in mind when we drafted it. But in any instances where we may say constituency, obviously that would have to change to a more generic, you know, what is your view, public? Guess as I jump back and forth, I think we did a good job of drafting the language in as broad an audience as possible. I don't see any.
I think it's only in the introduction that it mentions constituency,
yeah.
So I think we should be agreed. Probably okay.
That's the only place, so yeah, makes our lives much easier. Excellent. So, for the draft announcement, are there any changes folks would like to see? That you see made?
This is Olaf here. I think
yes,
we're home free if we just copy what goes under issue 1, 2, and 3 and transfer to the public comments document.
Agreed. It nice job drafting and we can just cut and paste. So again, with that in mind, where it begins, the note, the following section, et cetera, all that will just simply be replaced with the issues 1, 2, 3 from the document we just agreed upon.
And Olaf, again, I think Marika and possibly I, if needed, can do that update following this call and get it launched for the website, if agreed upon.
Yeah, I had one request from Barbara, and that since she's away, she's going to make every effort to log into the wiki to see. And since she is the registry rep, I told her I'd give her the chance, so maybe if we could hold off launching the public comment period till tomorrow morning.
Right.
That will give her the hours of the day today. I don't think that anything the final tweaks we just did will be controversial in any way. I think there'll be a full support. But I did offer that I give her a little extra time.
Is any of the mics in editing mode on the wiki, or could I use it and just modify it?
Go ahead, Olaf. I'll jump right out.
And Aloha Marika, you guys will create, once you've established a forum, et cetera, put in those hyperlinks, of course, right?
Yeah.
Great. So again, understanding that issues 1, 2, and 3 will just be cut and pasted into this. Does anybody else have any concerns with the language for the call for public comments? Make any changes now, Olaf, or do you have to work on something else?
We're doing it right now, so...
Okay.
Let's see how to do that.
In the background documents and links section, we of course have the issues report, our charter, the wiki. Is there interest in making available the email archive as a direct link? I guess we can always get to it through the wiki, right? Folks want to leave it the way it is, or should we insert a direct link to the email list this working group is using?
It might be a good convenience for people to be able to get to it right from here.
That was my thought for convenience. Again, you can get to it from the wiki, but...
Yeah. It's always good to sort of make that stuff sit in one place so that people can find it without having to drive around.
Are you still editing, Olaf?
Yeah, I'm still editing, but I'm saving right now, and I think it still needs some bulleting and such, but it's there. If you refresh. So, some...
Right. Understood now, I see.
I'll try to clean it a bit up after the call.
Sure.
At least the substance is there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll add then as well the link to the email archive.
Very good. You'll take care of that. Thank you, Marie.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. So again, understanding that the formatting will make it look just as it does for the constituency statement request. And we will add a direct link to our mailing list archive. Beyond that, are there any issues? Everybody good with this?
Looks fine to me.
Looks great.
Okay. All right. Then, if we can look at the timetable document. Okay. This has not been updated, but I had thrown out on the mailing list proposed updates.
This is Marika. It should be updated following your email.
Okay. Yes. I bet. It was. Thank you, Marika. Okay. So these dates, I literally just penciled in to get a discussion going so that we'd have something to work with. While I think they're achievable, some may feel that, you know, we're either spending too much time in certain sections or perhaps not enough. So as you look at them, if you have the benefit of a calendar in front of you as well, you'll see that we have, here we are today, the 2nd of September, finalizing the template. Great, all that's on schedule. Suggesting that we start the public comment period tomorrow. Of course, concurrent with that would be pushing the constituency statement request out to our respective constituencies.
You know, Paul, as long as the constituency statements are going out for 35 days, we might want to think about making the public comment period the same length, since not much is going to happen until both of those are back.
That's certainly a thought. The only reason I had it short was that it was advised that the rules for PDP require a minimum of 20 days.
Actually,
20.
All of here, it actually says 20. Neither more nor less, if we want to be really reading.
That's
it
the actual language? Okay.
Oh, that's why it's 20. Never mind.
For our colleagues on staff, for Olaf, Marika, Glenn, anybody, you know, given the history of PDPs, we know that the timelines are often not met. Is there any issue with leaving it at 20? Or to Mike's suggestion, you know, extending it and syncing it up with the amount of time we're giving to the constituencies? What is your preference?
Oh, how firm is that neither a penny more nor a penny less rule?
Yeah, well, it has been tampered with earlier without any objections, rather seen as an advantage. For example, when we had rather extensive public comment periods and repetitive such on the new GTLD to make sure that we got as many comments as possible. So I think we're at liberty to do something with it, but certainly not shorter.
Oh no, I think shorter would be a bad idea. But I know that one of the comments that the folks at the ALAC made when we had that joint ALAC-GNSO meeting is that some of these turnaround periods, especially the 20-day one, are awfully tough on some of their members. And I was thinking that if it wasn't a big deal, that we might want to just make this a little bit longer to give folks like that and others in the public community a little bit more time to react.
In particular, that has been also rehashed. Actions have been given for translating and making public comments periods for different language versions that we have are just forced to extend it to some extent. So I think the spirit of the thinking right now is rather to have it a bit longer. So, well, I want to object to it.
Okay.
And I don't think we will meet much resistance just by adding, say 10 days or so, if we have that. But
so
perhaps, just for convenience, keep it a bit shorter than the constituency statements in order to facilitate the processing of initial report and such from a staff perspective. Because they need to be summarized and incorporated and become some subset of the document, and the same thing goes with the constituency statement.
Yeah, and but on the other hand, you know, we do have 15 days. The between the 3rd of October and the 17th for a lot of that summarization to take place.
Indeed. So, to sort of extend the public comment period, I think that was the thinking behind it to start with, that it should be some processing opportunity for staff in between.
Yeah.
From that perspective, don't make it 35 instead of 20, but, 25 or 30.
Yeah, 30 would be good. I think that the longer the better, especially given the translation issue. I hadn't even thought about that. Which raises another point, which is, do we need another line in the work plan to get that translation done before we open the public comment period up?
I can't recall where we are on making some live translated versions for public comments right now, if we've launched that process, but it's, there's been a lot of thinking about it. Marika, do you remember where we are? Do we launch public comment periods already in other languages than English?
I'm not sure. I think we're in the process of implementing a new translation policy, but I don't think it has been fully implemented yet. I don't know. Glenn, do you know anything more about it?
No, I think we're in the process of doing it. And I'm just quickly going to look and see if there are any different languages up on the ICANN website.
Yeah, well, the language is up for some stuff, but not yet for the public comment period, I think. But, well, please check.
Yes.
So where does that leave us all? We can launch in English, say,
I
tomorrow?
I think we do launch in English.
We do launch, and then...
Otherwise...
any translated versions will get up as soon as possible?
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
There is, for the ALAC review, the report is available in Arabic, Chinese, English, French, German, and Spanish.
Okay.
For public comments as well.
For public comments, it's on the public comment page that is available.
Okay.
And can you tell Glenn?
But the actual public comments themselves are not, that introductory bit to the public comments has not been translated. It's just said the report is available in.
Okay, so the public comment period is launched in English.
Is launched in English, yes.
Keep it like that.
Yes.
By the bell.
Okay, so then the launch date is fine as is, and based on the discussion I lost, Mike, you guys were having, so we push the public comment period close out to, what, a full week? Say end of September, the 30th of September, is that reasonable? Should we sync it up with the constituency statement deadline of the 3rd of October, which...
I'd rather not. This is all of that from a staff perspective, since both would have to be summarized and compiled.
How about a full week then? If we make it the 29th of September, that'll be Monday. And then the constituency statements are due the end of that week. That seem all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So, Marika, I'm making notes, and if you will as well, we'll just change that date to the 29th.
Okay.
And then that will leave staff at least 2 weeks for the initial report. Is that reasonable? I think I was just going off of something that was originally provided. Is that enough time?
I think it should be fine. It's fine for now, unless we get overwhelming amount of public comments.
Sure.
But I guess we can review that otherwise.
It's something to consider with this PDP. You know, we're PDP A. At least four, A through D, are envisioned. So the way we initially lay out our timeline and how we handle translated reports and feedback and all the rest may be very useful to the subsequent PDP. So keeping that in mind, make sure staff in particular, we don't shortchange you guys in any way, because while these particular issues may not be the most contentious or controversial ones, there's always a possibility you'll get a tremendous response. Want to make sure you have enough time to do the work you need to do. All right, then. So then we've penciled in a line with the final review of the initial report by this working group by the 28th. Again.
That one seems a little crisp to me. Seems to me that that's probably where the majority of the sort of heavy-duty negotiations and fisticuffs is likely to take place, that we might want to push that one out a bit.
Okay. One thought, or I think, again, when I was just penciling in dates, my only thinking was that we would have, theoretically, from the 17th or 18th of October, the initial report's complete. Constituencies could then, will be commenting on that initial report in the formal constituency statement period. And that would run all the way until beginning of December. Debate that we have within the working group, of course, is extremely important. But at the same time, final constituency comments, as well as the second public comment period, will still be working off of or addressing that initial report. I think the thinking might have been, okay, we're just looking at the calendar. When is the first? Excuse me, not the first, the second working group meeting after the report is prepared, just making sure there was nothing really wacky, things that might have been mischaracterized, overlooked, what have you. But again, both constituency statements, the formal versions, as well as a second public comment period, they will all be focused on whatever that report is.
Okay.
And
that does leave a fair.
Yeah, because if we start making changes to the report within the working group, we want to make sure that what is posted, what is made available to folks for those second round of comments, the formal round, if you will, that everybody is getting a chance to comment on the same document.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that. Now, one thing we should do on this page, we only have the public comment part. We don't have the second constituency round listed here.
Yeah, and good point. Maybe we should make that, formalize that. Because in the back of my mind, like I just explained, I was thinking, okay, constituencies could get the report for comment as early as 17 or 18 October.
This is Marika. We basically added it with the little star on the final review of initial report, where we basically listed with the possibility for updates to the constituency statement if necessary. But the underlying reason thinking that, we don't want people to think, oh, I'll wait until the second round to do my bit because, I have a second opportunity to do it. So to make sure as well that people indeed can add to it but don't see a second round as a, extended deadline, basically.
Until the second round, yeah.
But
thank you, Marika. Does that make sense, Mike? Everybody else on the call?
I'm not sure that that is obvious enough.
That's clear enough?
Yeah. It would seem to me that what we might want to do is make a similar distinction to the one we made in the fast flux group, where the first round is sort of an input round, and the second round is the policy haggling round, and then call those out.
But Mike, one of the challenges we had—I don't know if there was a reason because we split it. I mean, in the fast flux working group, we had, of course, many other challenges. But we didn't. In the end, we only got one formal constituency statement. I don't know if that was, as I said, there were many other challenges, but I don't know if some thought as well, we actually have time because there's going to be a formal round as well. I don't know if that
led
to less input than, we normally see, I think, in a first round of, or in a formal round of statements.
Yeah, and I think that's the key point, which is that in the fast flux one, what we were really asking for was ideas, not reactions to policy in the first round. And so the fact that not every constituency came in didn't concern me as much because I was viewing it as essentially ideas, input, brainstorming, whatever. And that the second one is the formal comment on the policy. If we're following that model here, then it would seem to me that just as I'm sort of expecting a higher proportion of constituency statements in fast flux, or at least some constituencies coming in and saying, well, we wrote one, please refer to that. I think that it's likely that we would see the same split. I mean, there may be confusion here in terms of what the expectations are for these two rounds that we need to clear up.
Okay. The whereas the experience in fast flux is helpful guide in terms of being a guide. In some ways it's helpful, in some ways it's not, because that's a sort of a, I think a unique challenge, a little different. I think this one is more typical in terms of PDP, where you know the expectation is okay, provide a request for comments on a series of questions, and then there's an understanding there is a report that will be generated that summarizes everybody's inputs, and that there is a second round. I never was clear when the second round for FastFlux was coming like, but I think that may have been, certainly from the registrar side, part of the difficulty in getting group inputs, why we ultimately ended up just some of us individuals putting together comments. I think with this particular process in front of us, the transfer policy one, it's a little clearer. We're laying out, okay, there will be, here's the template, please answer the questions, and then there will be a staff report, and you'll get the opportunity to comment on that. But folks, you know, ideally we'll have, here's what, you know, the positions we take just in our interest. You know, here's what we believe on the questions that are put before them. And in the second half of the process, the formal constituency, or the formal comments, had the benefit of debating, countering the points made by other members of the community. I'm not sure if that necessarily clarifies, but I at least see this is a little different, that it's very clear there's, you know, a first round and a second round. I didn't necessarily have the sense what the second round was going to be in the fast flux. EDP?
Yeah.
This is all of, I think you're right in spotting the fast flux as much more exploratory into the unknown, and hence the idea of having two constituency statement rounds, which is, well, from a bylaws perspective, apocryphical. So I think this is more straightforward than the general thinking that indeed there'll be a consolidated views on possible solutions, and then okay, you open up for public comments once more, and of course it happens that constituencies express themselves through that means as well, but otherwise it's more into the elaboration within be it a task force working group or in council deliberations, that the fine-tuning of the views from the constituencies appear in, well, the traditional PDP, so to speak.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. I'm persuaded by this argument. Having lived through fast flux, I don't think we want to run anybody through that again.
But I think it was a good point, Mike, in first raising, do others share? Do we need to change the language that we have in any way? For the second, is the asterisk that we've provided enough? You know, is this okay? Do you think there will be enough understanding? Okay, it's just your typical PDP process. Everybody will sort of know the rules. And of course it goes without saying that all the members of this working group, part of our challenge or part of our mandate is to go back to our constituencies and make sure that they understand how this will proceed, that there will be the opportunity to comment on everybody else's inputs that are contained in the initial report, etc.
I think that puts my comment on the never mind pile.
Okay. All right, so with that behind us, how about the number of days that we've sketched out? Especially the second half, sort of the formal constituency input stage, constituency comment stage. And we're talking about, again, having being able to push out the initial report to constituencies as early as, say, the 18th of October, with a deadline for comments due back on the 9th of December. First looked at that, again, sketching out the date. I was sensitive to, at least the registrar constituency, our bylaws require a certain number of days to respond as a constituency. And so, you know, I was trying to bake in enough time here to make sure that we would cover that. Of course, we're going to have Cairo in between, and there's the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., so, you know, however many days it ultimately works out to, I still felt that, you know, this would hopefully be enough time. Do others feel it's adequate? Would we like to add some more time? Extend out the back end deadline? What do folks think?
I think that's enough time. It's, you know, if you started 17 October, well, probably should start at 28 October. You know, that's over an elapsed month.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty reasonable.
Olaf here, another perspective is, of course, that we have the Cairo meeting coming up, and there will be some discussions about this in Cairo. So, of course, it's good to have some clear steps where we should be prior to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the same way, trying to get the start of the official start of the second public comment period a few days before Cairo to make sure that everybody has the initial report and can discuss it. That was certainly an important consideration and concern. In the same way, since constituencies meet in Cairo again, they will have the documents in front of them. But let's, just to play devil's advocate, let's say folks don't start really focusing on this until Cairo, the meetings. If that's the case, then we're looking at, as we've currently sketched out, a little less than a month. Is that reasonable, or is that perhaps cutting it a little too short? Again, I ask, the GNSO Council never even suggested a deadline for this. So we're really not under an obligation to try and get this done in December as we've sketched out here. It would be nice to have it complete, you know, end the year on a high note, get this one done, and have everything prepared for round PDP B, C, or D in the new year. But if we need more time, now's the time to speak up.
I can always ask for more time later. It looks like it's becoming burdensome. We're comfortable with it now. Let's just go with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that approach, too.
I agree.
Very good. All right, then we'll stick with the timeline that we have here. Of course, with the one change that we will start the public comment period now on the 29th.
Sorry, Paul, I'm going to drop off the call.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. The completion of the public comment period will become the 29th of September. We're going to add a full week for that one. Otherwise, the dates will remain as we've sketched out here.
All data in the, on the wiki.
Thank you, Marika. Okay.
Perhaps it would be, given that not all participants were on this call, that we sent out a little reminder that this, the public comment text has been modified and is now current, and if they please could provide comments by tomorrow. And tomorrow I would say maybe that's a bit on the short side, because we're talking here about Marika and me and well, end of business over here in Europe is of course fairly early, and if we want to get it up and posted, maybe we should modify it to the 4th in order to give sufficient time for people to actually have a look, a close look at it. So meaning that we can send it for processing and the final version for adoption and such, and to enter it on the website. It takes a bit of handling too between Brussels and the headquarters, so I would almost suggest that we shift it to the 4th. I don't know, Marika, what do you think? And Glenn also, shouldn't...
I would agree.
I quite agree, Olaf.
Okay.
Because I think it's better having a version up that everyone is satisfied with, and having some people come back afterwards and saying that, you know, this should have been changed.
I can make all the changes after this call and then send out a note to everyone that the updated text following this call is online, and that people have to the close of business tomorrow to provide any comments or input or anything that they still would like to see there. And if not, we can indeed get it out then on the 4th, if everyone would agree.
And close of business... PDT or something, because we can deal with it in the early morning of the 4th and get it up and posted on the 4th US time.
Makes perfect sense to me. All right, then, if you guys will do it that way, that will give Barbara and Mark and others who, Adam, who couldn't be on the call today, opportunity to make sure that they're comfortable with the times. Gives everybody the time that they need. Perfect. All right, then. By my watch, we only have about 5 or 6 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm thinking rather than diving into any of the issues, and since a number of us, our colleagues aren't on the call right now, might be easier just to end this here today. And then prepare to dig into the issues on our next call next Tuesday. I guess one question for the group would be, do we want to take the issues in order? Does anybody have a preference? Would they prefer to start with 3, 2, or 1? Does it matter to them?
I hadn't thought of... pondering that right off the bat, I don't have any sequence thoughts.
We can always also address it next week. We need to get through all three. I don't think it really matters what order we take them. So when we're all back on next week, it'll be understood that we're getting into the meat of the issue now. And at that time, if somebody's got strong feelings about one or the other, we can start there.
Paul, this is James.
Yes, James.
Just an observation that it always seems that issue 3 would consume the bulk of our conversations and our mailing list discussions. So perhaps we should start there.
Sure.
And it's speculation, but with the expectation that that would then that issue one and two would follow pretty closely after that one was taken care of.
Certainly. I guess the flip side would be, if we believe one and two are the lower hanging fruit, do we want to get those done in quicker fashion?
Also a good approach.
Totally open to either way. Why don't we do this, Marika? When you're going to send out the note to everybody, referencing the various documents that we've agreed to and telling everybody they have until close of business, PDT, tomorrow to respond, would you also just throw in a line saying that, and let's, for argument's sake, use James's point, asking that folks start thinking about and be prepared to begin discussing issue number 3 on next week's call?
Okay.
And, you know, folks can come back on the list and say, look, I'd really like to take these in order or do whatever they want to do, but at least that way there's some sense of where we're going, what we're going to try and accomplish on next Tuesday's call.
You know, Paul, I'd like to weigh in favor of the low-hanging fruit, partly for low-hanging fruit, but also just to get us used to sort of negotiating with each other on perhaps lower stakes topics, just to build the sort of comfort level, rather than taking the absolutely toughest one first. Just a thought.
That's a good thought. I'm inclined to just say, look, let's keep it simple and go in order. The reality is that we'll be building to what is probably going to be the most difficult one. But it's kind of hard to argue, hey, we're just starting with number one. Move from there. So, Marika.
Good idea, Mike.
I was going to ask Marika. Oh, sorry, James.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay, then I was only going to say, Marika, instead of saying we'll start with issue 3, just say we'll start with issue 1.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry,
and Paul and others, I promise next meeting I'll be very, very quiet, and notably be on holidays, just so you know.
Very good. Thank you for the heads up. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Okay, everyone. Then I think that about does it for today. Appreciate everybody's attendance and inputs on the call. We can expect an email from Marika in the next couple of hours, day so. If there are any issues that come to mind, remember you'll have until close of business Pacific Daylight Time tomorrow to weigh in, either on the list or here on the wiki. And then, you know, we can expect to see the public comment period opened up sometime on the 4th. And, of course, we will have our next call same time next Tuesday. Again, thank you all for your participation. And talk to you. Yes,
Glenn and Marika, could you guys hang on the call for just a second? We'll pick up a little bit on Fast Flux before we're
okay.
Before we scoop.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Great. Big it back,
Paul.
Thanks.
Thank you all.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, and I guess